This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. It is not intended to cause or induce breach of an existing agency agreement.
The goal of this podcast since day one is to provide the best information on the Vancouver real estate market at no cost to you, the listeners. To that end, we'd like to thank the following sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by Marcon, a local family-owned and managed real estate development and construction company that's been around for nearly four decades. Marcon is not only committed to high-quality construction, but it also is making a positive impact in the communities in which it builds, all across the Lower Mainland.
We want to highlight two incredible Marcon projects. Elmwood, a 38-story tower located at Burquitlam's most important intersection, Como Lake Avenue and Clark Road. This landmark tower will feature 335 condominiums, over 37,000 square feet of office and retail space, and almost 20,000 square feet of amenity space. Elmwood has been incredibly popular with 80% sold currently, but they still have a great selection of junior one-bedroom all the way to three-bedroom homes remaining. Check out marcon.ca/elmwood for more.
And Matt, we are also excited about Soane House, Marcon's newest community in West Coquitlam, with 165 homes ranging from junior one beds to three beds. Soane House offers the perfect West Coast aesthetic with a more nuanced Nordic-inspired design. Register today at marcon.ca/soanehouse. That's S-O-E-N-H-A-U-S. Or you can learn more at marcon.ca or follow them at Instagram at Marcon Homes.
Marcon, building for life.
Hello?
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 This is the Vancouver Real Estate Podcast.
And welcome back to Vancouver Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Scalina.
And I'm your other host, Matt Scalina.
And Matt, today I'm super excited because we've got the first installment of a two-part series on Kelowna, BC.
That's right. I'm almost thinking we could have went three or four parts for this because there's a lot to cover.
I thought you meant for the drink you just served me. I was feeling that way too. We cover a lot of ground in two parts, but I don't feel like we have to stop here.
No.
there'll be more episodes on Vancouver this year, but I think we should just keep, like, I love this approach because we've got an urban planner. So we've got that's next week. He's a long range planning manager at the city of Kelowna.
Right.
And then we've got Jonathan Friesen, CEO of Mission Group. So we've got a developer and we've got a city planner. And both of them are super interesting and super accomplished people.
And super excited about the city, right?
Yeah, like these both. Guys,
It's interesting. It's talking to two people from different angles who have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in Kelowna, but also are shaping the city.
Sure.
Both from very different angles, but they're looking and projecting and thinking forward as to what Kelowna will be. So, yeah, we shouldn't bury the lead, though. Jonathan Friesen, CEO of Mission Group, is on today.
Huge get.
Huge get for the show. Also, Mission Group, one of the largest developers in Kelowna. Jonathan Friesen is a very interesting guy.
Yes.
And we'll let him tell his story, but
fascinating story.
As a teaser, Fishing Village in Japan is where he was born.
Right.
Boarding school in Tokyo. I'm going through his whole stats.
Wait, leave some for the interview.
We're going to leave the rest. We'll stop it at boarding school in Tokyo.
But here's an interesting fact. He also developed 1000 Beach.
1000 Beach here
in Vancouver, in Yale Town.
That's right.
Everyone knows that building. So, I mean, I was actually, funny enough, he told us that morning. I actually ended up having a showing there in the afternoon. I forgot I had it. But just, it's funny. And as I was going through it, I was going, I can't believe, like, things you just don't know. When you think
right.
Mission Group, you often don't know the people necessarily behind the building community or the brand. So it's really, really fascinating to get to know Jonathan Friesen today. And if you just want to learn, it's a lot on real estate, but really it's about the direction of the city. It's about where the the opportunities are, which areas are exciting, major infrastructure projects coming, and just the story of a guy who's navigated his way through real estate.
Right. The story of a guy who navigated his way through real estate is right, and also has a kind of philosophical take on things.
I felt inspired after this conversation.
I felt like there's a lot of wisdom that came from this
for sure.
talk. So stay tuned for that for sure. Before we get to our talk with Jonathan Friesen, Adam, I was in Kelowna this last weekend.
Yes, business.
On business and socially distancing.
Yes.
The whole
this
time.
This was before this Bonnie's was, announcements yesterday.
Yeah, it's Dr. Henry to you, but yeah. For sure. This was when we were a little bit more footloose. But man, I will tell you, I haven't been to Kelowna in probably 3 to 5 years.
Right.
What a place.
There you was, left, the old Kelowna to you was not a place you'd want to
spend time. I spent a decent amount of time there 15 to 20 years ago. And yeah, wasn't super, the memory of it wasn't, you know, it was fine, but it wasn't like this. You know, like we stayed in a hotel right on the water with cruiser bikes, the breweries, the amount of just construction. Culinary scene. It was 3 days, and man, I could have stayed. I honestly, it feels kind of like you're like, this is Vancouver without all the people, was how I felt about it. But I mean that in the best sense possible.
Well, yeah. When I was there last, I spent a lot of time. We caught a beautiful day.
Right.
I spent a lot of time. Trip. Yeah. And I spent a lot of time. This is a while back now. But I said the thing that we felt really fortunate was that we actually, like, on a nice day in the downtown area, everything's super walkable. There's places to stop, have a coffee, have a bite to eat. It's just a great – it's just – there's a good vibe. There's an energy going on there right now. And you were saying the people you talked to there a lot, very few of them were actually born and raised in Kelowna, right?
Well, yeah. You know what? Like, we sat at the bar at B&A Brewery, which was great. And
Great spot.
The bartender had – I think he was from Kelowna, but had just moved back like 5 months before.
Right.
The guy down the bar was from Newfoundland.
Newfies are always
By way of Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, man, that says a lot. I feel like Newfie at bar by way of Alberta in Kelowna says, hey, this is going to be a good night.
A
boom town. and it ain't going to end early. But the next night we went to a place called La Cantina del Centro.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
Italian.
Well, yeah. But basically, as I understand it, Nelson's Taco Fino.
Okay. Yeah.
We ate at the bar. And we were eating at the bar because these places were so busy. But woman behind the bar, the bartender, she was had moved there in the last 6 months too.
Right.
So it was like, between everybody that we talked to having recently moved to Kelowna and everybody in the hotel from Vancouver looking to buy real estate there.
Yeah.
It felt like, change was in the air.
It feels like last time I was there, I felt like Kelowna was a big small town, and now I feel like it's a small city, right? And I think that's kind of something that Jonathan kind of touches on and also James touches on as well, it feels like it's transitioning in this way where it doesn't necessarily feel how it felt. So if you have been kind of monitoring the market in Kelowna, or if you're looking for an exciting area to look at in BC, look no further than Kelowna right now because lots of exciting things. But Matt, what else do we have before we get to this conversation with Jonathan?
Well, we have a couple things to get to before we get to our conversation with Jonathan. First off, we are sponsored this week by Oakland Realty. This is our brokerage, best brokerage in the city, probably in Kelowna soon, I would guess, but growing fast, very dynamic place to work. If you are a new agent, an aspiring agent, somebody just looking to make a change, head over to oakland.com/join, type in VRP 2020. That's oakland.com/join. Type in VRP 2020. You'll get to talk with Michael Morgan and the gang. You also get a huge incentive for doing so, for typing in VRP 2020, that is. And you will not be disappointed. So stay tuned for that. And also, Adam, there's one other thing we should mention here. One is we're going into the Easter weekend. Market is very interesting. It's an interesting moment. Spring break, Easter, bit of a pause in certain areas, gangbusters in others. We should say there should be new inventory hitting after the Easter long weekend. If you're looking to be part of that push, that spring push, we do have an incentive this spring.
Yeah, we do, Matt. If you want to sell your home for top dollar in the shortest amount of time and you want to work with the Scalina brothers, get in touch. We have an incentive that we're offering right now for listeners, people part of the VREP community. So get in touch if you're thinking about selling your home this spring. Also, if you are a listener and you want to introduce Matt and myself to a family member or a close friend, somebody maybe outside the VREP community, we have an incentive for you as well. So definitely get in touch. info@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. But Matt, I am super excited for this interview with Jonathan. I can't wait for the community to hear this episode, because really, not only is he somebody that will make you excited about your real estate journey, but just listening to him talk about the city is
sitting down with an old friend, one that's way smarter than you.
Yeah. An old mentor. Enjoy. Okay, so we're here with John Friesen, CEO of Mission Group. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Yeah, thanks so much, John, for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Maybe we'll start, a lot of our listeners have heard of Mission Group out of Kelowna, but you head up Mission Group, the development company. Maybe can we start with you telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. In the conversation we were having just before the show started, you were wondering about how I ended up with a Mennonite name, but I grew up in Japan and I'm bicultural. So the answer to that is my father was a Christian missionary to Japan back in the early 50s when he first went there, where he met my mother, and he raised a family there, and I was their firstborn. So he was a German Mennonite farm boy from Saskatchewan that ended up in Japan, married my mother, who is Japanese. And so I grew up in Japan, going to Japanese school, raised in a small kind of a fishing village on the Japan seaside of Honshu, the main island. And from there, I went to boarding school in Tokyo for high school. And so I'm pretty sort of culturally mixed up. I think the official word for it is third culture kid. And to summarize that, it just basically means you don't really know where you're from, but that's the identity. The non-identity is the identity.
Right. And so you went to school in Tokyo. I guess, why did you leave Japan, and when did you come to Canada?
Well, why did I leave Japan? Well, I guess I always understood that I should be going to university somewhere in North America. For a while, I thought it would be in Canada. My father is Canadian, my mother was Japanese. She's Canadian now. But in my mind, I was thinking, well, I'll be going to university in Canada. But the truth is I followed a young lady from high school that went to school in Los Angeles, the university in Los Angeles. So I ended up in L.A. initially to finish my post-secondary education before landing back in Canada.
So I'm so curious, John. So born in Japan, educated in California, roots in Saskatchewan. How did you end up in Kelowna?
Why not Regina, John?
Yeah, well, that might have been a great choice too. And one thing I skipped there was in the middle of my career, I decided to retire for a bit. I was a developer in Vancouver, developed a project there on the waterfront called 1000 Beach, which you're probably familiar with.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, but that was early on in my career. Then I spent 7 years in the Cayman Islands, just kind of volunteering my time, doing charity housing and so on. Then eventually ended up vacationing, really. Our summer holidays, we were always coming to Kelowna because we had family that lived here. And during that time, I realized that this little place has legs. There's market timing. It's a good place to live, to raise a young family, and to do business. And so so that's how I ended up in Kelowna. That's just and it was just because it's a beautiful, lovely place to live. And we realized that, well, we were not living in Canada at all.
Right. So just thinking about your kind of career trajectory, which is, yes, very interesting, obviously. And our office is a couple blocks from 1000 Beach. So that's that was something we didn't know and is super interesting. But why real estate, John?
Why real estate? You know, some things in life are just purely accidental. But early on, I used to work for a Japanese trading company called Mitsubishi Corporation in downtown Vancouver. And there was one moment when I was jumping on a train, on an airplane to go on a business trip to Japan. And there was a couple of business guys right in front of me, and I was just eavesdropping, nothing better to do, right? So these guys are talking to me about how real estate was such an interesting business to be involved in, and how they had the opportunity to accomplish certain things financially that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to do just because of the magnitude of the product. Everything is so expensive. I think real estate can often warp people, and I watch that myself all the time, because there's a couple extra zeros at the end of everything, just because, I mean, land is multi-million dollars. Everything you sell is multi-million dollars. And at the time, I was just probably shallow enough to think that that was interesting. Now my focus has completely changed. Like, it's not about, the volume of dollars that pumps through the organization anymore. It's about all kinds of other things. But in those days, that was intriguing. So when I had the opportunity to break free and start something, the whole field of real estate was a natural choice for me to gravitate to. I also love the idea that there's something left at the end of the day. You can point to buildings that you were part of, that you had a hand in. And for longer than I will live on this earth, the buildings that I was a part of will be here. And so there's something interesting and permanent. And if you do your job really well, the buildings that get left on the planet because of the business that we were involved in become significant, and people can build memories in their lives and gain wealth and gain economically through these buildings. And part of that is also really, really interesting to me. It's a little bit different from tech, and not to demean anything there, but real estate doesn't disappear if you unplug it, right? It's permanent. It's real. You can live in it, and it's just something visceral about the whole real estate industry that really excited me.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit on the show as well. John, can you talk a little bit about the origins of Mission Group?
Sure. So when I moved back to Kelowna, to Canada, but we moved into Kelowna after having lived in the Caribbean for 7 years. I started a company locally, and the first project we did was called Mission Shores. So it was on the shores of the Mission District in Kelowna, which is kind of a posh neighborhood. It's the same neighborhood that we're now planning Aqua in. And so Mission Shores was a remarkable success for its time. It sold out in a day. And it was a small townhome community right on the beach. And after that project was over, and we did a couple more multifamily projects in Vancouver and one here, but we decided to start a whole new partnership, bringing in other members to sort of bolster what I thought I was good at, or more like to fill in where I was not good at. Right. And so we formed a new partnership, but there was already equity in the name Mission Shore. So we just borrowed that name Mission and called ourselves Mission Group. But it also sort of speaks to direction and purpose. And we sort of see ourselves as that kind of an organization as well. So it kind of grew on us. And now people don't really worry so much about where the name came from, except you, of course. it's a good question. We're just now Mission Group. And the real reason is because it sort of speaks of the kind of organization I hope we are. But most of all, it's kind of how we started in the lower Mission.
So one thing that, Adam and I have family in Kelowna as well, and we spent a decent amount of time there kind of 10, 15 years ago. And, just thinking about it, how quickly it seems to be changing. It seems like, John, you saw early on that Kelowna was an exciting market, potentially before other people. Does Kelowna's kind of rapid changing landscape right now surprise you? Or is this something that seemed inevitable to you when you moved to Kelowna?
I would probably say it doesn't fundamentally surprise me, but I think that our whole organization is a bit surprised by how far it's gone in such a short period of time. And Kelowna, you know how they often speak of breaking over center, but you know, sometimes it takes a long time to roll something up a hill, and then it finally reaches the apex, and then it really starts to pick up steam on the way down. And that kind of feels like where Colon is right now. So we just rolled over the top of this hill, and it's broken over center. And now it's gaining momentum as businesses and people realize that Kelowna is really, really an interesting place to invest in and to build your life. So yeah, it's pleasantly surprising, but fundamentally all the components were already there. A progressive city council that was developer friendly, a location that I think is just so beautiful in terms of freshwater lakes and the kind of, you know, life amenities. Like this morning, it was rather chilly, but I rode my bicycle to work. And so many people are riding bicycles to work. There's lots of outdoor amenities, including cycling, but lots of other things. And it's just in terms of a quality of life, I think that Kelowna has it in ways that few other places do.
In thinking about, you know, how Mission Group is changing the skyline of Kelowna at a really rapid pace, are there cities that you're looking for, especially considering that you seem to be quite a global citizen? Are there cities that you're looking at for inspiration?
You know, there's. I think Kelowna is completely unique in and of itself. It's still a young city. You can't point to sort of a historical legacy like a lot of great European cities have. But one thing that's always impressed me about Kelowna is that it reminds me a little bit of Monte Carlo. And, you know, of course, you know, the historicity in that is completely missing because we're just a young country in even a younger region. But when you look at the buildings, terraced condominiums with a big, huge marina as an integral part of the city, that reminds me of Kelowna. There's waterfront everywhere. There's boats everywhere. There's marinas everywhere. And now we're filling it in with condominium communities. And in a sense, I think that we're doing it maybe better because we have the opportunity of viewing the rest of the world and some of the great things that have happened and some of the not so great things that have happened.
Right.
So now we're entering into, you know, properly master planned high rise communities instead of saying, oh, here's a plot of land, let's build a high rise. It's more like here's enough property to build something that's integrated and works together, that's not just about one building, but how the whole community interacts with the site. And if it's properly put together, the entire life experience, not just where you live or where you invest, but where you work and where you shop and where you just enjoy, you know, your friendships and your family, can all be integrated into one location. So that's the advantage, I think, that we have by pointing at other cities and saying, I like this and I like that about that place. But at the end of the day, Kelowna is really unique. And I really can't think of another place that is exactly like it that we're trying to, or a place that we want to be, that we think Kelowna should be like. Kelowna deserves to have its own name. And I think that for decades and decades to come, it will continue to gain momentum as we've spoken previously. It's rolling down the hill now, and it'll gain momentum.
You know, that it is interesting because, you know, you think of, at least in my mind, I used to think of Kelowna as kind of a place for, you know, it was like retirees in part because our grandparents moved there. But it sounds like Monte Carlo, it's kind of a, you know, a resort community in a lot of ways. But with all the, you know, the hospital, the university, the airport, the kind of regional hub that it's become, it seems like it's you know, just in kind of a comment, it's so much more than I think a lot of people kind of imagined it to be at this point.
Yeah, it sort of takes you by surprise, right? I often say it's a small town with all the charm of a small town with almost all of the big city conveniences. So the great regional hospital, there's a university, the airport, as you pointed out, make it completely accessible and convenient. Yeah, you can drive anywhere in 15 minutes. So yeah, it's really got it.
In thinking about just population growth, John, Kelowna's set to double in size in the next decade. I think even more than double in size in the next decade. What are some of the biggest challenges you think facing the city? And what in your mind does Kelowna look like in 2030?
Yeah, I think that the city of Kelowna is realizing that this whole notion of how density actually is a great use of real estate. and how, you know, encouraging urban sprawl really isn't the future for Kelowna. They realized that building up the downtown core and certain pockets of densification is good for Kelowna. So in my mind, pushing forward with this type of density and concentration, especially in the areas that the city designated, like the downtown core, is where it's at. And initially, as you know, as you've already discussed, Kelowna was a bit sleepy, and the downtown core was, I'd say, a little depressing. When we first got here, it wasn't the kind of place that you'd necessarily go to spend an entire day with your family and your granddaughter and your children and get something to eat and that sort of place. But now it is. And the city of Kelowna, I think wisely has designated certain pockets, but most notably the urban core. So the future is to build that up, make it extremely pedestrian friendly. The city of Kelowna has invested a huge amount in developing the sidewalks so that restaurants and bars can sort of spill out onto the street, and it makes it a great place to work and to live as well. So we're really, really excited to know that the city of Kelowna, through its planners and council, have realized that investing in downtown Kelowna and promoting this type of extremely vibrant, pedestrian-friendly, you know, with abundance of parks, is really the future for Kelowna. So I think, you know, to answer your question, there's going to be density. But there'll also be this kind of a quaint, charming village-like feel where you can just walk into a restaurant and they know who you are, and you sit down and they know what you like, and they'll ask you, do you want that same dish again, or do you want to try something else? I mean, it's that kind of place. So you don't sort of get lost in this, you know, crushing, densified urban core with millions of people living there, like some of the cities I've lived in, like Tokyo, for instance.
Right.
But you get a lot of that kind of, you know, amenity-rich experience just because it is still small. So, you know, the future is certainly bigger than it is right now. More people will move here, but it'll be a long time or maybe never before it becomes like a Vancouver or a Toronto or an LA or a Tokyo for that matter.
Right, right. And thinking about sub-areas in Kelowna, we have a lot of people that are familiar with the area but maybe haven't really done a ton of research on kind of the geography around the downtown core. Obviously, a lot of people are excited about Glenmore and the Missions, and Rutland seems mm-hmm. to be changing dramatically. And even Lake Country seems to be moving at kind of a really quick pace. Can you talk about like the sub areas that you're kind of most excited about, or where you see growth in the Kelowna region?
Well, you know, all of those areas are interesting. I live in Glenmore, but you know, most of our businesses our current list of high rises under development is downtown. Three of those high rises though are in the Lower Mission, and you know, the Lower Mission is kind of known as, you know, the posh, affluent neighborhood. It's kind of flat. It's part of the Mission Creek Delta. And, you know, a lot of the city's beautiful beaches are in that area. Some of the city's nicest homes and neighborhoods are in that area. But it hasn't been really developed meaningfully to this point in time with mixed-use condominium communities. So I think that one is the most interesting one. We certainly have our eyes on it, and have had our eyes on it for a decade with the project that we're calling Aqua Waterfront Village.
And can you speak a little bit about that project? Because it looks kind of incredible.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about it with our clients in Vancouver as well, because if you look at the renditions, and we'll have a link and a photo on our site, but the renditions are outstanding, I would say. So it seems like it's definitely an exciting project.
Pretty unique.
For sure. We'll let you talk about it, though, John.
Yeah, sure. Like right now, I'm sitting. I just happened to have booked. We have an open office concept. I'm one of the people in the open office, so I booked a room to have this conversation with you gentlemen. But the room is also used as kind of the Aqua marketing war room. So I'm looking at the walls, and they're plastered with all kinds of images. Many of them are just sort of conceptual. They'll never be seen by the public. So I feel extra inspired right now to talk about it, but. But we're talking about three kind of terrace high rises sitting on a podium of retail and the CRUs, commercial retail units. And we were talking about Monaco previously, but a lot of the condominiums you see in Monaco are kind of lower height. They're not, you know, 30, 40 stories. They're probably 15. And they terrace towards the Mediterranean Sea. In the case of Monaco here, they terrace towards Lake Okanagan, but towards the west. And so these expansive verandas basically invite the water in. And I've always thought that a resort community isn't so much about the buildings, although we love our buildings, but it's really not about the buildings. It's where the buildings are and how they allow you to access the real amenity, which is, you know, the setting of the actual resort. And in this case, there's a gorgeous lake. You can see the mountains on the other side of the lake. We have a beach. One thing that is completely unique, as far as I know, hope maybe you can correct me on this, but part of our offering will include a four-story indoor racked boat storage building. So that building is not visible from the waterfront, but it's integrated into the parkade, sort of. And you'll be able to bring your boat, leave it in the building 12 months a year, and have it launched by our staff. You know, within a few minutes of you arriving there, you get into your boat. Our self-propelled trailers will take you down to the lake and launch you. And if you don't want to have the kind of the burden of owning a boat, I've owned boats for lots of years, and sometimes it can be quite a burden, right? If you don't really want to own your own boat, you can join our boat club where we have shared boats. So the shared service works together with the traditional valet service where customers own their own boats. And you can book online your boat or the time of your launch if you own your own boat. And our staff will take you right down to the water, and right directly from your condominium, you can go straight to your boat. You don't need a truck. You don't even need to own a trailer. And so bringing in the water into your daily life experience, and if you're a full-time resident, that means that during the New Year's break or the Christmas break, you can go boating because your boat doesn't need to be winterized. And in the summertime, well, you know, there's hundreds of boats on the lake all the time. And you can be part of that without any of the headache. You don't need to maintain. You don't need to refuel. Our staff will take care of all of that. And so we've been running that business on the surface, like while we were waiting for permits and all kinds of other things. So we're very well familiar with how to run that business. And now we're putting it into a building and systematizing it and programming it as part of the condominium offering. So that kind of in a nutshell is Aqua Waterfront Village.
Wow, where do I sign up, John? we'll link to your website. No, it sounds incredible. You know, just thinking about kind of the changing trajectory of Kelowna, and this is, you know, I'm kind of just thinking about this question because you mentioned kind of how when you moved to Kelowna, you saw that it was potentially more exciting than a lot of people realized. We've had folks on from the city of Kelowna, and it does seem like they're, you know, this kind of urban density and walkability, and they're all on board. But it does seem like Mission Group is the big player in Kelowna in kind of reimagining the community. And I'm just wondering, I guess, how you go about analyzing markets, but also can you talk a little bit about how your team kind of envisions the future, if that makes sense? Like how, you know, like we talk about communities that are, you know, on the rise, good investments in Vancouver and what we're looking for kind of from a mom and pop perspective, right? Like this community seems to have legs and it 5 years from now is going to look very different. You're actually changing the face of the community. Can you talk about how that process of kind of, you know, seeing something that doesn't exist and kind of making those decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's probably not a really simple answer. But the question we always ask ourselves first is, who would live here and what do they want? And then we go from there. And this is nothing unique to Mission Group, but we start every project, you know, once we have the land and we have a rough idea of what could be built there and what should be built there, we have an envisioning charrette. And it's basically a one-day meeting where we bring in placemakers and architects and landscape architects and folks from our development group. We have an extremely well-led development department. with extremely creative people that also are practically minded, because whatever you think of, you still have to be able to build it and make it a solid, reliable building that are going to last for a long time.
Right.
But we get all these brilliant heads and minds into a room and just start thinking and talking and sketching. And I think it basically compacts maybe 6 months worth of consultant work into a day, pretty intense day. But as we're envisioning and talking and not just saying about what should be built, but what can actually be permitted, drawings start to appear in real time as these talented artists and placemakers and architects start to sketch. And by the end of the day, you have a pretty good idea of what will be. And it takes a few weeks after that to put numbers to buildings to see if it's even financially viable as a business case. But it all revolves around that central question, which is who will live here and what do they want? And maybe even we go a step further and say, you know, what should they want? Because sometimes I think the buyer doesn't necessarily realize what could be there, because it doesn't exist kind of in their frame of reference. So, you know, if we're talking about Aqua, you know, we could have one kind of monolithic high rise sticking up in the middle that would resemble something that would happen in downtown Kelowna or downtown Vancouver. But clearly it's a resort building, so it has to look and feel like a resort building.
Right.
And outdoor spaces and outdoor amenities become really important. And so, you know, we have to picture the use and in so many other ways. It's a creative process that always starts and ends with who will live here and what do they want.
Can we talk a little bit about timelines for Aqua Waterfront Village?
Sure. Yeah. So phase one will be launched in the early summer. So just a few months from now, our sales center is fully under construction and nearing completion. We believe construction will start in the fall, like September, October kind of timing. And the full build for phase one will be roughly 24 months.
And
quick, actually.
Yeah, no kidding. And then in thinking, John, about the buyer, do you see end users, investors, a combination of both?
Yeah, so when we look at the people who are registering for the first building, we're calling it Latitude. But the people that are registering for Latitude are surprisingly evenly split between Kelowna, people that currently live in Kelowna, and people that currently live in Vancouver. And there's a spattering of other locations, but they're not significant. And we get a pretty good idea that the mentality is, I can sell my large home in the lower upper mission and move to Aqua. And so the move down buyer would definitely say this and have an unobstructed view and the use of all the waterfront amenities, including boating. And so part of that is not an investor mindset, but there's also a quite a large investor mindset, we believe. And that is because the zoning here is C9 in the city of Kelowna. And basically it's a hotel tourism neighborhood where the city has designated the area for short-term stay. It could have been a hotel would be an acceptable use for this zoning. So short-term daily use is also acceptable and encouraged. And so if somebody wanted to buy a home and rent it out on Airbnb or something like that as a short-term rental, that's also a huge motivation. And I think you have a very good idea of what kind of returns people are getting by Airbnb-ing their condominiums. And a lot of the buyers are going to be looking at it from that angle. My daughter-in-law's younger brother, so this is a gentleman and his wife in their mid-20s, are so excited about owning in Aqua Phase 1. And I know they're pooling resources with other family members because they want to own something that's going to produce a very interesting return for them through short-term rentals. So there's definitely an investor contingent in our registration group. So I think that'll be a significant part of it as well.
And can we talk about the breakdown of the units? So are these larger units, 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms? Are there going to be any 1 bedrooms in the complex?
Yeah, there are 1 bedrooms, 1 bedroom dens, as well as 2 bedrooms. And then there's a couple of larger penthouses near the top. So, you know, in that sense, it's probably fairly typical of what you'd see in the Vancouver market.
Right.
Maybe as a final question, John, you know, and I think this is, maybe I'm beating a dead horse here by saying Mission Group is, it seems to be the dominant force in Kelowna, but you've had a kind of very interesting career. What in your mind has led to the enormous success of Mission Group?
Well, I kind of cringe a little bit when you say dominant and, you know, enormous success, because we see ourselves as kind of being a learning fledgling with a long way to go. But maybe that's part of it. You know, I think that developers, remember we were talking about those extra zeros at the end of everything, but it's easy to start thinking that you're smarter or better or somehow more competent than other business people out there. And that's not the case. You know, I think that we have to stay humble. We have to stay focused. We have to stay truthful and just down to earth, right? I mean, we're here to serve people. We're here to make sure that the entire community benefits economically from our activities. You know, we've coined a little tagline, build it forward. But what that really means is we're not here just to enrich our shareholders. In fact, that is quite secondary. We're here for our staff. We're here for the entire community that we get to do business in, that allow us to do business here. And we want the economic benefits of what we do to benefit all of community through our rental housing, through our commercial work. And if we can help be part of the improvement of Kelowna, especially Kelowna's downtown and other urbanized areas where we have more influence in, and if we can help that happen in a way that is better for everyone, well, that's kind of what Build It Forward is. So it doesn't just mean we are some huge dominant force that keeps on building and selling things. We're here for the long run. We're here to build right into the community so that everybody benefits, you know, economically and lots of other ways. If we do our job well, I think that our customers and even people who are not our customers, people that buy our product, you know, the second and third and fourth time around, we'll see thoughtfulness and their life experiences will be improved. Their families will be happier. And so, you know, we see our function inside Kelowna as being kind of a catalyst to happiness, if you can call it that. And I know that we're not some panacea to solve all the world's problems, obviously. But I think that if we keep on concentrating on this whole notion that we're here to serve others, we're here to serve Kelowna, then maybe that is also the best way to run a business and be more dominant, if I could hesitantly use that word. But it's certainly not about being dominant or smarter. It's about all these other things that have nothing to do with that. But perhaps if it was only about making as much money as possible, and it certainly isn't that, but if it were, this might still be the best way to do business.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll leave it there on that.
On that. I'm going to listen back to that answer again. That was great.
And
you probably have no idea what I just said, right?
No, that was no. It was more profound with the end there, I think, for sure.
John, we do have this quick segment called the Five Wire, and we were hoping you could stick around for that and do the Kelowna edition with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the Five Wire?
So five quick questions about, it's a combination of questions about Kelowna, like your lived experience, and then a couple other lighthearted questions. Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready.
Question number one is, what is your favorite neighborhood in Kelowna?
The Lower Mission.
Favorite bar or restaurant?
Kraft.
One book that you would recommend all of our listeners read?
Range. and that is by Simon Sinek.
One piece of advice you would give your 18-year-old self?
Give yourself a kick in the head and stop thinking you're so smart.
And last but not least, something that you've purchased for under $1,500 that's had a positive change on your life?
The wheels for my newest bicycle.
That was a quick one.
That was very quick, yeah.
Well, thanks.
Pretty random. That was fun.
Yeah. Thanks so much, John, for your time. That was a fascinating conversation.
And, and how can people find out more about Mission Group and, of course, Aqua Waterfront Village?
Well, if you land on missiongroup.ca, you will find everything you need to know.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you very much. We'll
there you have it, folks. Our discussion with Jonathan Friesen, CEO of Mission Group out of Kelowna.
Really enjoyed that conversation with Jonathan, Matt. It was like chatting with an old friend. I really appreciate Jonathan taking the time. And man, like, if you're not excited about Aqua Waterfront Village or just the future of Kelowna in general after listening to that, like, how amazing is that going to be? Boat concierge.
I know. Boat concierge.
What do you, I don't even know what a boat concierge is. It's also, what's a concierge? Also, what's a boat? But I definitely know what a boat is.
Yeah, I can put it all together. It will take me a while. Anyways, what else do we got for today?
What else do we have for today? Well, we should say if that got you fired up about Kelowna, as fired up as Adam and I are, we do have a team in Kelowna that can help you. So get in touch for sure. We are working with really great guys over there.
Yeah, we have a top team in Kelowna, so they can help you with all your investment needs. Or if you're thinking about making a move, we can connect you as well. We've got great feet on the ground there. And it's a market that we monitor super closely.
And it's a market that you need feet on the ground. Like, yeah. It's a hot market, that is for sure. And also, if you're interested in more information on Aqua Waterfront Village, definitely get in touch with us, VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. But anyway, Adam, maybe we should cut out for the day. But before we do, head over to VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com for all things real estate related. We have things like the Livewire. This is our weekly mailer. There's no reason why you don't want to be on this list. We got Deal of the Month. We have things like information about Aqua Waterfront Village.
Yes.
Stats before anyone else. Really, there is no reason you don't want to be part of this list. We also have private client services.
Matt, if you are not using PCS, you are standing still while the rest of us power walk by. You get sold prices, days on market. You basically get realtor level information at your fingertips. It's the best way to look for real estate in Vancouver or in BC. And we can set you up with your own free account. All you have to do is go to VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. And I just want to do one more thing here. If someone is on the fence looking at investments in BC and you want to have a chat about Kelowna, like I said, we monitor that market very closely. Happy to jump on a call and offer my top choices, being an outsider looking in that market where I think I see opportunities, depending on what your price point is. So happy to have that conversation. So if you want to talk about that or anything else, you can reach out. And Matt, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, give me a call anytime, 778-847-2854 or matt@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
Or you can try me at 778-866-4574 or adam@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
We also have that secret line, info@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. And last but not least, look forward to part two.
Part deux.
Part deux.
Yeah, part deux. This is like week. What was that movie? Major Leagues?
No.
Where's the Leslie Nielsen movie?
It was Hot
Shots Part deux.
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots Part deux.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's part deux.
Stands a test of time for sure. We got part deux Kelowna coming
up next
week.
Did they spell deux like French or D U H?
No, I think it was D U X.
I should have been a writer on that show.
Yeah, you would have hit that out of the park.
James Moore from Kelowna City Planning is up next week. We'll see you and talk to you then.
Have a good week.
2,000 Spaces for Radio.
Subscribe today.
Hey everyone, pardon the interruption. We just want to take a quick minute to thank the following sponsors who make this show possible.
This podcast is sponsored by Common Ground Consulting.
Are you developing in the Lower Mainland? Common Ground Consulting is a development management and consulting company with experience in single family, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial developments.
What I love about Common Ground, Adam, is they manage the whole development process, from due diligence and feasibility reports for initial purchase of land to completing rezoning, development permits, and building permits.
They streamline the whole process with strong relationships with sub-consultants and municipalities and a deep understanding of all city requirements.
Common Ground Consulting. Feasibility and efficiency prioritized every step of the way.
Learn more at commonground-consulting.com or 604-807-6419.
We are also sponsored by Oakwind Realty. This is our real estate brokerage, best brokerage in the city, hands down.
if you are in the industry, a new agent, an aspiring agent, somebody just looking to make a change, new culture, new energy, new resources, head over to oakwin.com/join, type in VRP 2020. That's oakwin.com/join, type in VRP 2020. Not only do you get to meet Michael Morgan and the gang, the bigwigs over at Oakwin, you get a huge incentive for first going to oakwin.com/join, typing in VRP 2020.